This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, here's a question. You run a big health insurance company. You know, because capitalism, that you got to grow or die. You make a $48 billion deal to buy a rival, and then a federal judge says, yeah, no, that would be anti-competitive. Such is the lot of Anthem, whose proposed purchase of Cigna was torpedoed yesterday. Same basic thing has happened to an anticipated deal between Aetna and Humana. So, to get to the question that I promised, with the future of the healthcare economy uncertain at best, now what for four of this country's five biggest health insurance companies? From the Health Desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has that one.
Imagine being a kid in the toy store and your mom just told you you can't have that 7-foot-tall giant panda. That's one way to think about how Anthem feels about the blocked merger. Now, says Andy Slavitt, former senior executive at UnitedHealth, it's time to move on.
I'm sure all of them have a plan B that they've been working with their board on. And the one thing that's hard to do as a public company is not to grow.
With all their billions, Anthem and the rest have plan B, plan C, and plan D. They could buy back shares. They could buy up smaller insurers. Companies could even roll the dice, hope the Trump administration is more open, and try different blockbuster deals. And then there's this.
What I think we'll see more of is partnerships.
Harvard Business School economist Limor Daphne expects insurers to either team up or outright buy doctors and hospitals.
Try to both keep people healthy and ensure that, you know, their journey through the healthcare system is optimized. That sounds hard, and it is hard.
If insurers can better manage costs and improve health, they'll definitely grow. But for now, insurance analyst Robert Leshefsky with Health Policy and Strategy Associates predicts they'll keep window shopping.
So I don't think these companies can make any bold moves until we clear the air on just exactly what's going to happen to the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare.
Unfortunately for these companies, that may mean staring longingly up at that giant panda, waiting for another day. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.